It's Deacon Blue, it is Dignity, it is Lancashire's more music station than B. Very good morning, welcome to the Weekend Breakfast Show. I am Mike Graveston, and you will have heard last night about the terrible scenes in France, in Paris. The 6 coordinated terrorist attacks killing over 120 people. Obviously, there is a state of emergency currently raised in France. And we've been keeping you updated via our website, thebee.co.uk. We've been keeping you updated via our Facebook as well. Make sure you check that for constant updates on the situation. Someone who commented on one of our Facebook posts is Julie McGowan Lang. Thanks for joining us, Julie. You're on the line.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Julie. Are you okay?
I'm fine, yes. A bit tired. I didn't sleep much last night.
I imagine not, because you commented on our Facebook that your daughter is currently in a hotel in France, in Paris.
Yes, in Paris, yes, at the minute, yeah. They're on complete lockdown at the moment. They're not allowed out the hotel. Just spoken to her. She says they're just waiting for confirmation from... She's on a uni course, to be honest, and she's with about 30-odd uni students, and they've just said at the moment they can't leave the hotel, and just waiting for the principal of the uni and the Foreign Office just to see if they can go out and just and stay together, obviously.
Yeah.
So, she's not slept.
I can imagine that.
Understand.
Yeah. And you didn't sleep either.
Not much.
Julie, what were your emotions, obviously, last night when the news broke?
I was actually out. I didn't know anything about it. I was out at the time, and then I just looked at my phone and I just got a few messages saying, is Amy okay? And I thought, what's going on? So I rang Amy and I didn't get a reply. And I thought, oh, this is strange. And then she rang me straight back and she says, don't panic, but this has happened.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? And she's only round the corner from where it happened, actually. So, you know, I couldn't believe it. So, and then I've just been flooded with messages from friends and family just saying, I hope she's all right. And I've told everybody she's absolutely fine. So, thank God, really.
What was Amy doing last night when she texted you? Was she just round the corner from it? Was she in the hotel room?
She was in the hotel room. They all rushed back to the hotel. They had to, and she's actually told me that a lot of the French people, they were very good with them, and even the French, even the taxi drivers were taking people home free of charge. The French people, if anybody was panicking, they just opened the homes and let people in just to be safe. But they got to the hotel because they were just round the corner, so they got to the hotel and. That was it, you know. The tutors just said, right, we just stay together now. So that's what they're doing at the minute. She just wants to get home now,
so
which I can understand.
Was Amy in a... Obviously, it was quite a distressing scene. Was Amy in a panic last night?
Oh, yeah. They're all in a panic. Obviously, they didn't know what was happening. They didn't know who was doing it and stuff. But I've just found out that, you know... Responsible for it.
Just to expand on that, we are having updates that ISIS have taken responsibility for the attacks, but that is yet unconfirmed. So what's the next step, Julie? What's the next step for getting Amy home?
Next step is they're having a big meeting at 12 o'clock. She's due back tomorrow. I've rung the Foreign Office. They've actually said... everything's working all right because they come on the Eurostar, so everything's working at the present. She says, but I can't say for what's going to happen tomorrow. They might shut it down again tomorrow. But at the moment, everything's fine. But I'm not sure whether they're going to try and get them home. So they're having a meeting at about 12 o'clock, so I'll know more when they have the meeting. So, I mean, I'm sure she'll get home. I'm sure she will, so... But I'm just panicking.
It was completely understandable, Julie. And from everyone here at the Bee, we hope Amy gets home safe, and we're glad that she's safe now.
I'm sure she will. And my thoughts just with the people that are injured and the people that were killed and the families and everything, it's just horrific.
It truly is. Julie, thank you so much for joining us here on the Bee this morning. I know it must be quite a tough time. You might be honestly in a panic and... I won't keep you for too long, because I know you're obviously, of course, getting information all the time, as we are here at the Bee. So I'll let you go. And obviously, we do wish Amy gets home okay, as well as all the classmates and everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. Thank you very much, Mark.
Julie from Oswald Thistle, Julie McGowan Lang, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All the best.
Bye.
So that was Julie. Of course, her daughter Amy is caught up in the Paris attacks. If you want more information, you can go to our website. It is thebee.co.uk. Also, we're constantly updating you via Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you look at those as well, at The Bee Official on Twitter.